listen to a podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants with hosts Willie Dills, Chad King, and Ben Lee.
Let's go Giants! SF Giants! Let's go Giants! SF Giants!
Dedicated to the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, the San Francisco Giants, this is Torture Cast.
Hey, Giants fans, this is Chad from TortureCast, and here is our interview with Giants starting pitcher Ryan Vogelsong. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and you can check out our other interviews with other Giants players at TortureCast.com. Hope you enjoy it.
Rally enchiladas!
Hey, how's it going, Ryan?
Good.
This is Chad and Ben from TortureCast.
Nice to meet you.
All right,
you
so they were the, that up. I know, they were the best interview ever. So I'm going to go ahead and grease the skids and embarrass the heck out of him.
Dang it, I knew that was coming.
So.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So he was down in Arizona during the All-Star game.
Back a few in years 2011.
Ago. Yeah, and he happened to be wearing a Vogelsong jersey.
Oh, okay.
I joke about it on the show once in a while because we do a podcast. That's what the show
is. And it would come up.
Yeah, no, I had the I had my phone out and I was in Arizona and I'm taking shots of all the players coming by in 103 degrees in Arizona, of course. And the only shot that I don't have on my phone is of you and Kane, because when your car came by, everybody around me was like, no, show him the jersey, show him the jersey.
Oh, so I do remember you. And, yeah, I remember that.
No, I remember because I held it up and Cole's just like, ah, look.
Yeah.
It's just like, what are you doing? At the time, it was super exciting, and then I ended up telling a story later on, and I was like, oh, man.
And you missed the clip. You missed the clip.
I know, I totally missed it. It was a great, would have been a great shot.
That's all right, though.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for wearing the jersey, dude.
No, it was fun. It was really great too because I had to have that one custom made, and because obviously it's everything happened with you in a hurry when you first got to the team, which was really great to see. But it also meant that the bigger names were the ones that had the jerseys already set. And
right.
So when I got there, I was like, no, make my own. It's fine. I'll wait. It's okay. Just seeing the letters on.
Yeah.
And it was great because you know just as well as anybody, Giants fans travel really well.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of cool. You're walking around Chase Field. And you keep running across all these Giants fans because Arizona's not that far from San Francisco.
Right.
And people are like, oh, you got a Vogelsong jersey on. That's awesome. And just like, yeah. It is.
Right.
It was just this interesting, like, it was, well, and it was kind of cool actually getting to see, how much of a reaction people had to the way that you sort of, got your way back to the team and then sort of, came in out of almost, you could say out of nowhere in
right.
a way. And just kind of really hit the ground running that first year that you came back. And what was it kind of to you to be able to come into that team and sort of have that reaction right off, have the fans right away just going like, this is awesome. And, recognizing your name, getting into the All-Star game, having people get excited to see your jersey walking around Chase Field at the All-Star game.
Everything you just said was what you think about, when you're young and you're saying, I want to be a major league player. That's what you think about, and the way things were going for me, it wasn't anywhere close to that. So it was pretty amazing after everything to have, that happen and all the things that go with it, like you just said. But that being said, the guys were great. I don't think any of that happens without, having such good teammates and them taking me in. And, it's so crazy that how it happened. Barry never gets hurt and he hurts his ankle. It's almost like, the plan just landed in place and things have gone very swimmingly until last year. So, just an amazing experience.
Yeah. How is the wrist and hand doing?
Yeah, it's doing good. It's still attached. So that's good. it's doing good. Yeah. I'm still doing a bunch of rehab for it. I don't necessarily need it, but, I've talked to, people I've talked to, There's a major translation between your hand and your arm, obviously, because they're connected. So I'm really doing it just to make sure that it's ready, and feels really good when it's time to start pitching.
Yeah. During the off season, does the kind of conditioning that include just long toss? Have you been thrown off the mound all?
Thrown off the mound a few times, three. But, a lot of the stuff I'm doing with my hand is like squeezing putty, stuff that you would do.
Strengthening the
foam. Yeah, just, But you know, other than that, it's been pretty pretty different off season for me. But just as far as changing up some of my training stuff and trying to do things a little bit differently. But other than that, I'm feeling good.
Diet change, anything like that?
I just curious. Always try to eat pretty good. Maybe trying to eat a little bit better than normal. But I've just tried to do a lot more stuff with my flexibility this year. Trying to get my hips flexible and get my rib cage a little more flexible, and really just trying to leave a stone unturned, you know, and make sure I've, you know, crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's when we get started here.
Yeah, if you weren't a pro ball player, what sport would you want to have played professionally?
Golf.
Yeah, that seems to be a consistent thing.
I love golf.
All you pitchers.
I try to play as much as I can, which sometimes isn't a whole lot, and sometimes is a whole lot. But, yeah, man, I it's just a game that I'm not very good at sometimes, and it drives me nuts, kind of like pitching. So, I love the challenge, you know.
We got a buddy who's not here today, but he formed this league called the Mediocre Golf Association. So I'm going to be joining that this year. You get penalized for being too good.
Oh.
So, mediocre par, you take par and you add one. And that's mediocre par for everybody across the board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's really the guy I belong in. So
you can still be competitive, but not worry about competing with Tiger Woods.
Right. There you go.
So, you know, there's been not many rule changes lately except for the catch interference rule that's been changed the first to third last year, which affects you guys. Yeah. And I've been asking some of the relievers around here, if you could change one rule in baseball, what would it be? Don't feel bad. Wow. I was going to say anything.
I've never really thought of that. The thing is, I've never really thought about that question.
You kind of take it as it comes. I mean,
baseball is not a sport of change like the NFL or basketball.
Yeah.
Like every year they're tweaking something.
Yeah.
Baseball's like,
I've never really thought about what I would want to change. Can we make a strikeout? Two strikes and you're out?
Doesn't matter how zany. That would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just to let you know, let's see.
I don't see any problem with that.
You no longer get the third strike.
It's like first.
This actually might affect you because we talked to Contos, Lopez, and Romo, so all bullpen. Two of them said, it was actually Lopez who started this. He said, you know, when I come in a game, if we're getting blown out or we're up by a lot and there's a runner on first that I don't give a crap about, and he steals with defensive indifference, but then I give up a base hit and that guy scores, it should not be an earned run for the guy before
me. Great.
As a starter.
That's a great point.
I mean, hey.
Yeah, it's a great point.
It's a stat thing.
Whether it's an inherited runner or, you know, yeah, like it's a defensive indifference, yeah, that probably shouldn't be an earned run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're not trying to get him out.
So, I mean, speaking of competition, obviously, you know, you've got a pretty competitive nature, and I think that's one thing that fans have really kind of gravitated to about you. Just you got a strong personality, and that's something that fans really tend to appreciate. And, I mean, it's nice because sometimes guys who can be real stoic on the mound versus guys who tend to, you know, you tend to be able to kind of read just how they're feeling about something. Like, just people tend to connect better. But, you know, you've always had a really competitive nature, and that's one of the things that I think has probably gotten you as far as it has, really. But for the whole of the Giants team, I think after last year, I think there's probably a sense that the team's going to be coming back into the season as kind of underdogs within the NLS again. And does that, in a way, kind of get you guys fired up? Does it kind of, you know, is it something that you guys kind of feel like, well, you know, being underdogs is nice again because it's one of those things we'd like to be able to prove people wrong?
It's not a place that you want to be in. Right. But at the same time, it should make you mad. Yeah. Because if you're kind of in the underdog place, that probably means you didn't pitch or you didn't play very well the year before. Because if you win, you're probably not the underdog. So it's not a place that you really want to be, but it's not altogether a bad thing either. You know, it should fire us up and you know, make us ready to come out and do some good things.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right, guys.
Thanks a lot. Yep. I appreciate it.
No problem.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.